are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood brought to you this morning by Lee Real Estate. And joining me in studio this morning, Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Doing well. Getting ready for what sounds like we could have an interesting storm next week.
Oh, really? Had not heard that.
Yeah, we could see some snow and some mixed precipitation, all kinds of fun stuff.
Oh, really?
So we'll see what happens when it actually arrives.
So that's true.
You know, they like to scare us sometimes.
It can change a lot between now and then.
It really can.
Yeah. But, so what day is that forecast?
Well, we're looking at next week, early on through the middle part of the week, possibly.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, they're saying some snow, some freezing drizzle, rain, all kinds of fun stuff.
That doesn't sound like much fun.
No, it does not. Doesn't sound very Christmassy, does it?
No, it sounds slippery.
It does. Could get interesting. But there's some great progress going on over in Fort Pierre with the Yellowstone Project, I hear.
There really is. It's fun to drive by there. And I saw a drone picture of it not too long ago. And you don't realize how large a footprint it is until you see it from the air.
Right, getting that bird's eye view.
Exactly. Yeah, it's very interesting. And so they are moving along with the footings and getting that in. It required a lot of fill to get it above floodplain. Mm-hmm. So that took some time, just getting all of that fill material moved in.
I bet.
And spread and packed. We get calls almost every day from people who are interested in getting their name on the list. And just to remind people, I should have looked at the drawings again and remind myself of how many units are in each wing. But it's a total of 60-something, or maybe almost 70, if I remember right. And there will be independent living, and I think all of those units come with a garage stall. And then there's assisted living, and then there's the memory care unit. And then phase two, which will be a year later, after this part is completed, will be an apartment building. And so I think we decided that altogether there will be about 100 new living units in that area. And that's a lot for Fort Pierre.
It really is.
That is a lot.
That's really going to help
it
out.
It is. And when the council hired HME as a consultant to help us develop some workforce housing, that wasn't what we had in mind, but it worked out really well because it was what something that they were looking for. They were mm-hmm. interested in developing, and so HME is the one who did that. The city did provide a TIF to assist with the infrastructure, but it is going to be a wonderful addition to the community.
Yeah, it's really
badly
going to be
needed.
Great.
Badly
so
needed.
Many, yeah, all those different options of having folks there at the property there, and then adding a second phase later on too.
Right, right. And you know, it just anytime you add any kind of housing, no matter what it is, it just adds to the inventory of the community. And so, as I've used as an example, when people my age are ready to downsize. That will make my house available for a family.
Right.
And then maybe that family is moving out of an apartment or a townhome, and they're moving into something a little larger, and that makes their house available. So it just creates a wonderful cycle of housing.
Yeah, that's the great thing, that cascade effect, that it opens up other housing that's
exactly.
already in place.
Exactly,
and they're
right.
going to still be able to stay in Fort Pierre.
Right, right. And I have told the story of when we started talking with HME about this kind of development. I knew a couple who both needed nursing care, and there weren't two nursing care rooms available for that couple, and one of them ended up in Miller, I think, or Highmore, and the other one was here. And, you know, that's a sad thing.
It is.
When you come to the end of your life and you can't even be with your partner.
Right.
So I love the fact that we are offering our residents an opportunity to stay in Fort Pierre, to stay in the community, to stay close to their church, probably to their family, to their doctor. Allow them to stay right here at home and enjoy, you know, those quality times.
Yeah, that is going to be wonderful. It's going to be a very nice addition, and folks can kind of follow along and watch the construction. And when is the expected date?
Well, you know, they had said July, but they got a late start, so I'm not sure they're sticking with July. But I did have a call from HME yesterday, and they are looking for an office space for operations so that they can start hiring and training staff. So,
That's a very good sign.
It is a good sign.
Yeah.
It absolutely is. So, yeah, we're excited about it.
Awesome. Great to have that update. And if folks are wondering about things going on around the city, they can always reach out and get that information.
Always. And we do have the name of a contact person if you are interested in the Yellowstone housing. And if you just call the office at 223-7690, we'll pass that along.
Fantastic. Well, enjoy the day today. Stay warm.
I will.
And we'll see what next week brings with the weather.
Okay, try to tone down the ice.
I'll do my best.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you, Mayor. There's Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen joining us this morning for today's edition of People in Your Neighborhood, which was brought to you this morning by Lee Real Estate.